You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking Washington Nationals with MLB.com's Nationals beat reporter, Bill Ladson. Bill, as we approach the postseason, it's getting very close. It's getting to time when teams are setting up their rotations and making sure everybody's in place. How does the Nationals' rotation look like it's going to shape up for the division series?
Well, it's going to shape up with Strasburg starting game one, followed by Jordan Zimmermann, provided that his shoulder's okay. Remember, he was hit by a little line drive against the Marlins, and Doug Fister, and then Gio Gonzalez. You have Tanner Roark, who's had a great year. He's going to probably work out of the bullpen, so that's an extra reliever that they have, and I think it's a great reliever to have, so that's the good news.
Was that in any way ever in any real doubt? I mean, we talked, it's been a month or two, and we talked about Fister maybe even being a game one guy.
Right.
Is this really mostly a matter of just kind of Strasburg establishing himself as the guy they kind of always wanted him to be anyway?
Right, yes. You know, Matthew, I think you said it best. I think Matt Williams all along, from the start of the season to the All-Star break, he wanted to make sure that Strasburg was the number one guy, and that's the way it's going to be. I mean, you've seen how many pitches he's thrown per game, which is a lot for him. And he said he wanted to make him the ace, and that's what Matt Williams is doing.
None of the teams they look to face have particularly strong left-right splits, with the exception of the Pirates, who are really dangerous against right-handed pitchers. But yes. Was there any consideration to going all right, or any of the ways that, again, just things we've talked about? Gonzalez was shaky at times this year. Was he ever in any jeopardy, or was that really kind of a stretch to think he wouldn't get a start?
In retrospect, I think it was a stretch. I know I told you that if Gio kept up pitching, you know, poorly, that he would not be in the rotation, but he's improved his last few starts. And as of a few weeks ago, there wasn't any danger. If you had asked me this during the All-Star break, I would have said he's in danger, but he is not in danger at all.
Do you think that the Nationals match up particularly well or poorly against it? Really, I mean, it's interesting to step back a bit. They really could still be facing any of four teams. Do you think any of those matchups present a particularly good or a particularly bad matchup between the Dodgers, the Giants, the Cardinals, and the Pirates?
Well, there are two teams that I'm concerned about. I'm concerned about the Pirates, as strangely as that may sound. Now, I know the Pirates, they do not have better pitching than the Nationals, but my concern is McCutchen, because McCutchen did not play the three games at Nationals Park because he was hurt. And he's a Nats killer. So that's my biggest concern. You're going to have McCutchen back for sure. My other concern are the Cardinals, because say what you want about the Cardinals. The Cardinals do not have a better record. But believe me when I tell you, the Cardinals are on the Nationals' mind, because, you know, what happened in 2012, they should have beat them. The Nationals should have beat them. And somehow, as you saw, you know, things went differently. So I think they're concerned about the Cardinals as well, because they got to prove they can beat them. That's a must.
Yeah, it's an interesting combination, because on the one hand, the Cardinals lineup does seem like the kind of lineup that a pitching staff like Washington's should be able to silence pretty effectively. And yet,
right,
even I, as the last guy to worry about soft factors, I'm with you. I kind of have to wonder about whether that's in the back of anybody's mind. And particularly, and not to beat a really long dead horse, but is there any concern at all in particular about Storen in the ninth inning if St. Louis is the matchup in the division series?
Absolutely not, and I'll tell you why. This is a different pitcher than you saw in 2012, Matthew. As you know, Storen only had maybe one or two pitches. That was it. This is a guy now who has four pitches now, and his changeup is the game changer. So there is no way Storen is going to repeat, to me, what he did in 2012. He has more pitches now. The Cardinals can't be waiting for a certain pitch anymore. So I think it will be different. The only concern I have in terms of the bullpen is, what do you do with Soriano? Because I don't care what anyone says, he's been horrible in the second half. So that's I have a problem with that.
And that actually leads right into my next question, which is, what roster decisions are there still to be made? And particularly, is Soriano's roster spot in question?
You have to think so, because, I mean, you're not going to use him in the eighth inning. You're not going to use him in the seventh, because that's really stamina and Clippers, in my opinion. And so, I mean, he could be off the roster. I mean, it would be sad, because considering the saves he has, but he has not pitched well, Matthew, not at all.
Are there any other decisions that are going to go down to the wire as far as who is or is not on the Division Series roster?
I think it comes down to Jerry Blevins. Jerry Blevins has pitched poorly in the second half in particular. When he first came to the Nationals, his job was to get everybody out. But now he just can get lefties out, and that's it. And, I mean, I'm sure that Matt Williams wants someone that can get everybody out. So he could be in trouble. Danny Espinosa could be in trouble. It depends on Ryan Zimmerman. If Zimmerman can't stay healthy, I can see Espinosa still being on that roster. But if Zimmerman's playing, I'm just telling you, I don't see Espinosa making this roster.
What do you think the odds are of Zimmerman being available for the Division Series?
You know what? I tell you, man, I mean, I know I'm in the minority on this. To me, he's not running that well. And, you know, I say it's 60-40 that he's on the roster only because he's a great hitter. He'd be a good pinch hitter. And I say he's on that roster right now.
All right. What do you think, regardless of opponent, what do you think the biggest worry for this team is overall as it enters the postseason?
You know, Matthew, for weeks, and you and I have talked privately, my concern is the offense. I mean, yes, the offense has been doing well lately, but, I mean, this offense can be stopped. I mean, it's not like they have, like, two or three guys that can really dominate, you know, and that's my biggest concern right now. I just hope that the Nationals can be consistent. If you look at 2012, it's no different than 2012. If you have the pitching, they can be stopped. And I hope that's not the case this time.
And that's interesting because one of the teams you didn't note as a particular concern is Los Angeles. And I would think that's the one team with the rotation that could maybe – that has the most chance of – pitching to a lineup, but I agree with you. It's a very good lineup, and yet at the same time, you can't help feeling like if you make your pitches, you can pitch to that lineup.
Yeah, and Matthew, you know, that's a great question you asked me about the Dodgers. There's Clayton Kershaw, and that's it. And if you saw that that Dodgers series, and I know you did, Kershaw was the only one they couldn't hit. I mean, everybody else, no one else on that rotation can, you know, scares me. So I think they would have a good time beating the Dodgers. I'm not worried about the Dodgers. As strange as that may sound, I know they have Kershaw, but I think they can beat everybody else.
Interesting. And then to turn it around, give me one big reason to think this team does go deep in the postseason.
Because they're pitching. They have great starters. They have great relievers, with exception of one, Soriano. And I think that's going to be the key. They have to play great defense, too, because – without that, they're going nowhere.
What's your level of confidence in Williams as far as pulling the right levers with substitutions, relievers, all that kind of thing in his first postseason series? Do you regard that as any kind of concern?
Not at all. I mean, I don't see him making head-scratching moves like Davey Johnson did in the fifth game of 2012. I mean, we're not going to see Matt Williams put in a person like Edwin Jackson, like Davey Johnson did. I think we're going to see the right people who are in there, and I think if something goes wrong early, I think Matt Williams is not afraid to pull the plug on certain pitchers. So I think it's going to be different than what we saw in 2012.
And that actually is a lesson that I believe very strongly and that I think you learned from the first guy that comes to my mind, of course, is Tony La Russa, but I think Joe Torre was also really good about that. That you have to win today's game. You can't
Correct.
Worry about a guy's ego. You can't worry about tomorrow. If your starting pitcher is getting lit up, you got to get him out. You think Williams is a guy who will follow that idea?
No question. There's no doubt in my mind about that. The only thing that we'll see that we didn't see in 2012, we're going to see Matt Williams play small ball quite a bit. He believes in being aggressive. We're going to see some bunts, you know, stolen bases. We're going to see a lot of that, hit and run. So it's going to be way different than what we saw in 12.
And one last thing. Give me one guy who's maybe not obvious, you know, not a Rendon or a Harper or a Worth. Mm-hmm. Give me one guy who's not obvious that will make a big difference in how far this team goes in the postseason.
This might sound strange, but the bench. The bench, I think, is very important. The bench has been horrible for the most part. If you look at the overall average, it's like 160. I think the bench is going to be key. I think a guy like Schierholz would play a huge role. Kevin Franson is their best bench guy, but they need more than Franson to get the job done. I'm looking at their bench to help out.
All right. Well, Bill Ladson, I'm going to be seeing a lot of you over the next week and maybe longer than that. Thanks for taking some time here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks, everybody, for listening.
Catch all of the second half action on MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service. Watch every out-of-market game streamed live online or on the go in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 14 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.